AP Radio News.
I'm Sandy Kozel. The Chicago Blackhawks put away the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 6, taking the Stanley Cup Final.
Wonderful, man. This is the best thing ever.
The Blackhawks beat the Lightning 2-0 Monday night for their third NHL title in the past 6 seasons. The weather in the Chicago area nearly delayed the arrival of the Stanley Cup at the end of the game. A storm sweeping across northern Illinois prompted a tornado warning and forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights at Chicago airports. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood watch for northern Illinois. Forecasters say the storms are expected to dump up to 2 inches of rain per hour at times. Tropical Storm Bill is having an effect on classrooms in Texas. School districts in Galveston and southern Houston suburbs canceled classes for Tuesday. The eastern half of Texas is under flood watches, with up to 10 inches of rain expected. Bill is expected to make landfall by morning.
It's centered about 160 miles east-southeast of Port O'Connor, Texas. Bill has maximum winds of about 50 miles per hour and moving off toward the northwest at 12 miles per hour.
Hurricane specialist Michael Brennan. Jeb Bush has entered the GOP presidential contest.
The campaign that begins today.
Speaking at a community college in Miami, Jeb Bush touted his experience as Florida's governor as he seeks to become the third member of his family to occupy the Oval Office. Bush took prompt aim at Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Secretary Clinton insists that when the progressive agenda encounters religious beliefs to the contrary, those beliefs, quote, have to be changed. That's what she said.
But Bush's campaign kickoff was interrupted by a small group of immigration activists. As they left, Bush promised he'd address their issues with a law as president. Tony Winton, Miami.
Rachel Dolezal resigned as president of the NAACP's Spokane, Washington chapter. This is AP Radio News. Archbishop John Neinstedt has resigned as head of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis 10 days after criminal charges were filed, accusing the Archdiocese of failing to protect children. Papal biographer Marco Politi says the pontiff is showing he won't tolerate covering up for abuse of clergy.
Pope Francis is tremendously serious when it comes to child abuse.
Church archivists accused Neinstedt of leaving abusive clergy in parishes and church jobs without warning parents or police. Beachgoers cautiously returned to the Atlantic Ocean after two young people lost limbs in separate life-threatening shark attacks in the same town in North Carolina.
Right now, we're going to be a lot more careful, that's for sure. Won't be out in the water as far. Ankle deep at the most.
That's vacationer Larry James. Famed burlesque dancer Blaze Starr has died at 83. She became known far and wide for her affair with Louisiana Governor Earl Long. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.